Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, March 9th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the one-year anniversary of the disappearance of journalist cum human rights activist Itai Dzamara.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 13860 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the disappearance of human rights activist Itai Dzamara 1 year on.
Hundreds of people in Harare today staged to protest over the abduction and disappearance of journalist cum human rights activist Itai Dzamara. Protesters, including opposition leader Mokhen Tsvangirai, demanded that state security agents who allegedly abducted Dzamara in Harare must release him.
On March 9th last year, Dzamara was bundled into an unmarked car while coming out of a barber shop, and he has not been seen since. Dzamara led a sit-in protest he called Occupy Africa Unity Square with a handful of followers in October 2014. He sat in the square in front of the parliament building, often blowing a whistle and holding up a placard stating Mugabe must go. The US government, the EU, and human rights organizations have all urged Harare to investigate the disappearance of Itai Dzamara. But to date, Harare says there are no leads.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Kune awo vachangoti bata nhasi tiroda kutaura nezvekutsakatika kwa Itai Dzamara uya akapambwa kumba kwake muHarare muna gore rapera nhasi asvitsa gore apambwa. But of course, Gibbs, we are also taking this opportunity to remember another human rights activist who was also abducted. Let's not forget Patrick Nabanyama. He was also abducted in Nketa in Bulawayo 16 years ago in 2000 on the 19th of June by alleged state security agents and also some war veterans. He has never been found since, and the wife had to petition the courts so that she could be given a death certificate and also to give her the opportunity to continue with private investigations, because she also felt that nothing was being done by the state to find his husband.
And let's not forget also Paul Chizuze, who was a paralegal worker at Amani Trust, who actually disappeared in 2010. And some other people who disappeared before then. So people can actually call in and talk about this issue in a holistic manner. So if you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Itai Dzamara we Occupy Africa Unity Square engabonakali. Kuyacatshangelwa ukuthi uDzamara wathunjwa ngabantu baka government. Kodwa ke uhulumende la uyazama ukukhuluma sithi lathi siyamdinga ke uMnumzana uDzamara. So ke lamhla abantu besithi ngcono atholakale, bafuna ukwazi ukuthi uyaphila kumbe swapupa. Ikuzo buya ke banenga abantu abacatshayo eZimbabwe. Siyawazi kusela ngo 1980 banenga kakhulu ngesikhathi sekukura hondi. Kuzo buya ke ngesikhathi esoketo lwa 2008. Bakhona abatshayayo abanye bacatsha njalo nje. Ye kulo Paul Jizuze kwelo Patrick Namanyana. Abangatholakali ukuthi bangaphi lokho bacatsha ngesikhathi leso abazi ukuthi bangaphi.
And Gibbs, I think we have our first guest, that is Bishop Anselmo Magaya. Bishop Magaya, good evening.
Good evening, 37. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much for joining us. And of course, Bishop Magaya Gibbs has been working tirelessly to push authorities to actually try and find where Zamara is. He's doing a sterling job.
Yes. Bishop Magaya, tell us, how did the event go today in terms of the street march?
We had a very, very resoundingly successful march where lots of people from all over, across political divides, civil society, church leaders converged at the Africa Unit Square, where we started off praying and then began to march and then came back to Africa Unit Square. It was so powerful, so inspirational, and people were resolved to make a statement to the powers that be that never, never, ever will people of Zimbabwe fold their hands.
But we understand yesterday there were attempts, especially by the police, to try and bar you from protesting. What were the reasons that they were giving?
Very flimsy reasons, Blessing. They talked about all sorts of things that were very difficult at the end of the day to really establish what their reasons, real reasons were. At some point, they were talking about in that very same day, there will be some people, some organizations that will be doing a march as well. At some point, they will talk about POSA, yet we actually notified them, and there was no POSA that was being violated there. And at the end of the day, we really felt that, they were not ready, and possibly their hands were tied. And my interpretation at the end of the day was that probably they wanted the courts to actually give us a go-ahead so that they would be exonerated before their master.
Thank you so much, Bishop Magaya. Please do stay on the line. And we're now being joined by our second guest, that is Mr. Charles Nyoni, who worked with Itai Zamara. He's a member of Occupy Africa Unit Square. Mr. Nyoni, good evening.
Good evening, listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us, Gibbs.
Yes, Mr. Nyoni, did you experience any problems today during the march?
During the march, there wasn't any problem. It was all clear and it was straightforward. The court didn't have to go ahead to our march.
Do you think that you achieved your goals or not? Did you achieve anything?
Yes, we did achieve our goal because we intended to commemorate this day in remembrance of our objective comrades. And we did carry out the march and went out all the way along the route that we had initially asked for permission to be granted by the police. So in short, I can tell people, yes, our goal was achieved and we shall continue achieving the same.
Thank you so much, Mr. Nyoni. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the disappearance of Itai Zamara 1 year on. And shortly before Itai disappeared, Gibbs, I had the privilege to talk to him here on Studio 7. It was a Shona interview, and he was talking about why he decided to form this Occupy Africa Unity Square and why he decided to protest, saying that Mr. Mugabe should not continue to lead because he was saying he had failed the people of Zimbabwe. Let's just take a listen. Ragatimbozwa kuti vaiti kudi ne zvavaishuvira vadzamara. Vadzamara makatanga imi chirongwa icho chinonzi Occupy Africa Unity Square gore rapera iri. Mungatiudza kuti muchiri kuenderera mberi here kana kuti zviri kufamba sei?
Tiri kuenderera mberi nechirongwa cheOccupy Africa Unity Square nokuti nyaya hombe inova mhongo wechirongwa ichi kana kuti zvakaita kuti tipinde paurongwa uhwu zvichiri zvinhu zvichiri kuda kuti zvigadziriswe. Zvinova izvo nhaurwa yekuti mamiriro ezvinhu munyika yedu yeZimbabwe haasisina kumira zvakanaka. Hazvisi kuti fadza, hazvisi kuti gutsa. Tave kuda Zimbabwe itsva. Taona kuti tasvika pekuti hurumende iripo yava Mugabe nepati neboka ravo reZANU-PF yakundikana kuti nyika inge ichifamba negwara rakanaka. Saka isusu takasvika patakaona kuti kusvika zvagadzirika izvozvo urongwa hwokusumuka tichiratidzira, tichinyunyuta, tichikumbira nekudhimanda pachirungu kuti tive neZimbabwe itsva ucharamba uchienderera mberi. Saka tiri kuenderera mberi neurongwa hweOccupy Africa Unity Square.
Saka chamuruda kuti hurumende iite chii chaizvo vadzamara?
Takava pachena kubva pekutanga. Ndicharangaridza kuti nyaya iyi yakatangira apo ndakanyora gwaro kuna vaMugabe gore rakapera musi wa17 October pandakanyora tsamba kuna vaMugabe inonzi pachirungu petition. Iyo ndakarudunura nhaurwa yokuti hurumende yavaMugabe naivo vakundikana kuti zvinhu zvenyika zvifambe mugwara rakanaka. Uye ndikabva ndadura ndikati vana veZimbabwe ruzhinji rwavana veZimbabwe chatiri kushuvira nekuda nekukumbiridza nechekuti vaMugabe vabvume kuti vakundikana. Zvabva ipapo vabvume zvakare kuti hurumende yavo naivo vava kufanira kuchisiya basa rekunzi vatungamiri venyika ino.
In his own words there, that's Itai Dzamara in an interview we did with him here on Studio 7 shortly before he disappeared. And he is making it clear, Gibson, that interview, that he is not happy that there is no democracy at all in Zimbabwe. People are not free, and is saying Mr. Mugabe has failed and he must step down.
Yekunjalo tsibilisi mzwile lapho Dzamara ikhuluma lo blessing ngesikhathi engakathunjwa ngabantu bekhuluma lapho sithi uMongameli Mugabe sehlulekile ngakho kumele ahambe atshiye umsebenzi. Uphinde wakhuluma lokuthi-ke nxa ukhangela umnotho welizwe kungani uguqa ngamadolo njalo umnumzana uMugabe kumele avume ukuthi akuhambe kahle eZimbabwe. Uphinde wakhuluma njalo blessing ngokuthi wathumeza lokuthiwa yi-petition ugwalo alulobayo luhambisa khona ngale-ke kumongameli uMugabe. So uthi-ke khonapho wayebhalele ukuthi umnumzana uMugabe kumele achiye isikhundla.
Regai tiende kuvateereri tinavadzikira makadii? Aiwa tiripo. Nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa. Tiri kutaura nyaya yekupambwa kwavadzamara avo vasvika gore vasingazikanwa kuti varipi.
Nauyo inotinesei inoziva yeZimbabwe iri nyika iyi isingaiti zvinhu zvisipasa zvinotishamisa kana tichinzi vadzamara vanonzi vari kushayikwa muZimbabwe nokuti tinoziva Zimbabwe muZimbabwe hamuna uwoyo hwakanyanya kuno kufukidza semonde nyika yakaita seSouth Africa inyika hombe zvikurusa zvokuti kana pakaitika monde vanogona kukwanisa kukunza kuibata zvavo. Asi Zimbabwe inyika doko doko ine ndichiudzwa mapurisa emuZimbabwe arivo mapurisa anogona kukwanisa kubata nhau. Saka nyau nokukurumidza achibata nhau nokukurumidza asi pana vadzamara zvonoshamisa kana achinzi vadzamara vari kushayikwa ende ari munhu akaita zvokupandwa anonzi ari kushayikwa zvotishamisa zvikuru sei. Patiri panapa tine mayuth akati wandei vakabva kuZimbabwe nenhau yekudzingirirwa nguva yemavhoti tiri kushushika navo zvikurusa panhau yavadzamara tioda kuti vadzamara vasagowanikwa.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vadzikira nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Tinotenda zvikuru. Mr. Dzikira is in South Africa and is saying there are a number of Zimbabweans in exile in South Africa because of the political situation in Zimbabwe. They had to run away. It was not safe for them. But he's saying that the Zimbabwe Republic Police has a reputation of being professional.
Mm-hmm.
But he's shocked that they have not managed to find any lead when it comes to Itai Dzamara. He's saying he's really, really disturbed.
Mm. Yes, this is okay. Umnumzano Slobo, Umtlanga, Kunangalige, South Africa. Baba Slobo, Umachonanjani?
Yebo, Litonanjani.
I still don't like Lunjan Gunapakol.
Hayi izulu kuphelele inayo nje kuvalile namhlanje.
Ye nxa kule zulu kungcono ngoba amanzi abakhona.
Ya abakhona kuyokuphela inhlupheko le yamanzi.
Ye ungathi nike ngodaba lolu olukaDzamara.
Ya ngodaba lukaDzamara lona njengoba seludidile ngathi ludidile lubuya lokhu lusadida futhi ngokunjalo. Mina into edengibheka mina ngokwami lami nendlela ebembona ngakhona angazi abanye abantu ukuthi bangabona kanjani. Yes, I'm going to go to the
hospital.
I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm going
to go to the hospital. So, I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm going to go to the hospital. Patrick Nabanyana, Skumbule Njalo, Paul Chizuze.
Lokho into esobala nje lokho kuwe ngubani eZimbabwe obonayo uyazwayo asonto enhle kakhulu ukuthi umuntu ngapho ngunyamalala nje njengimbe ngesifuyo nje lasi sifuyo singanyamalala siye sifona la kumbe kuyazi ukuthi singamalele ngandlela bani kodwa lokho kuyethusa nje lamazwe amanye akuzwayo lokho kuyethusa kakhulu ukuthi kulomuntu onganyamalana kungazi ukuthi kodwa bona abalodlelwane ba abadlelwane laye uDzamara into abayaziyo mhlophe ukuthi uma ungasuka khona kube lokugqugquzela thizeni kuvele ukuthi kumbe abantu abagcina labe laye bona abantu abaphila labo mina angisho ukuthi imbe ngicabangela bona kodwa nayinto abangabakwazi mhlophe ukuthi into insuza isukela kuphi kumbe kukhona owakuphazamisayo kumbe kuphi kwabe sekumenza ukuthi anyamalale nje sokubuhlungu lasebantwaneni bakhe kumbe lasemntwazaneni bakhe njengomuntu osenyamalale kanjalo nayo into edingikhalela ukuthi umbe kusizakale umbe umdeni wakhe bebone ukuthi igovernment nje abancedisa ngokunye njengohulumeni yabo manya mibone kumbe abancedisa ngokunye ngoba kubuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi umuntu angaphunga unyamalala nje kungazi ukuthi yakuphi ma ngabe umuntu efile ebonakala isidumbu sakhe kungcono la uyadela ukuthi hayi umuntu ufike anye kube kwazithi umuntu kumbe usemazweni kubo UK kumbe uphi bo-South Africa bhutani yaphila ubuthunjiwe uvalele ezindlini awukwazi ukuthi ukuphi kumbe kwenzakalani lapho
m siyakuzwa kakhulu ke manje ubona njani kodwa kuyaphetha ngani khonokho kuyaqhubeka kuze kuthini
le nto singahlala indlalo kuze kube naphakade kungaziwa ukuthi lungumuntu ahamba kanjani mina ngibona into yindlela yokunyamalala kwakhe vele ngokwamampela ambonthi umuntu ongabuye ebonakale nanxa kungabe ngubuye umuntu ongabuye ebonakale kungaba kuzoba nzima kakhulu ngoba kuzovela okuningi kakhulu
hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke emhlanga ungadinelwa kusasa ba
hayi ngibongile lami kakhulu
yes sibongile kakhulu so according to Mr. Mhlanga you know these abductions that happen in Zimbabwe are just totally uncalled for you know and he says at the end of the day a person cannot just disappear like that. You know, he says even your cow can disappear for a while and then it can be found in one way or the other. Maybe you can see the bones and other things. But a person, really, according to him, this is very heartbreaking. I mean,
And we have a video, and it will be audio for our radio listeners, of Mr. Tsvangirai speaking at this rally today, or let's better call it a protest today. Let's take a listen.
One of us has disappeared for almost a year.
Yes.
We seem to be afraid. We seem to be afraid to express solidarity with one of us. Itai Dzamara's disappearance represents the unacceptable face of this regime. The unacceptable face of a government that just embarks on abducting people just because they have a different view. Let's put a closure to Itai's case. Let's have the finality.
I think my heart goes out to the Dzamara family because I think sitting with my family after I was released, I recognized the kind of trouble, the pain that they went through. If people are not made to account for their actions, like the state agents who have been protected for all these years, if an opportunity comes, what do you think will happen? They will do it again because they know that the state is going to protect them.
The female voice there is that of Justina Mukoko, who leads the Zimbabwe Peace Project. She was also at one time abducted by state security agents. Gibbs.
Yebo kambeke sizweke lo mnumzana ke uMorgan Tsvangirai lapha nekhuluma isithi lokho kwenzakala kumnumzana uDzamara kuyatshengisa ukuthi uhulumende weZimbabwe kala nhliziyo enhle nxa sokubuya ebantwini sokuthi vele lokho akumelanga kwenzakale noma kanjani. Uphinde nje wakhuluma lokuthi ngokuthi nxa sokubuya udaba lolu ngangcono abantu babekwazi ukuthi kanti kuvele kwini okwenzakala kundoda lo. Nxa esaphila ye kukhona ngabakhona nxa siwabhubha ikoloko. So kodwa abantu bafuna ukwazi ukuthi amaphetulo angkhona acina ngapi. Then kuzobuya ke uJustina Mukoko lapha ke Blessing bekhuluma ke ngokuthi abantu abathatha undoda lowo nxa ukuthi kule mbobombobo kuhulumende balakho ukuthi baphinde bakwenze futhi njengoba kungela muntu ongababopha ngoba yena wakuwathathwa phela wakwathunjwa kodwa kuzanga ngobotshwe umuntu. So ukuthi lokho kuyahlupha kakhulu. So kukhanyazani kuyamduba sebeni.
Yeah. Regaiti mbodzokere kuna Bishop Magaya. Bishop Magaya muchiri peri parunare.
Yes,
Bishop Magaya musema onere nyu kumboshanda kwamunoitawo nemagweta muchitaura nemapurisa ari kuferefeta nyaya. Mungati vari kuita here zviri kukugutsaiwo kuti vari kutsvaga kuti ivadzamara varipi.
Magweta hongo, magweta chashanda nao chose kwenye warefu even itaya katia abduktua magweta hile Zimbabwe Human Rights ya demonstrate chaisha hizo kukigira rujizi kwa Zimbabwe mku chirechedwa kwa kodzere divano and vahakiba kakata wani sita chose munharaunda dzekunotsvaga even currency yekuti tiite minamato nemapeaceful protest asi mapurisa ode mapurisa kuda kuti akundikana and isusu takavataura kuti dai kwakuri kwekuti itaidzamara nevamwe havana kushayikwa tingadai tingaiti magungano iwayo tingadai tiite magungano amwe kutopemberawo vanhu vachitongofara asi nokuda kwekuti iwo mapurisa vari kukundikana kuti abakarawo nemazvo zvinotisiya tisina choice asi kuti tishande pamwe chete nemavictims iwaya. Saka ivo zvinotishungurudza ndezvekuti tinoona vachida kutishungurudza isu nokuda kwezvakanaka zvatiri kuda kuita saka hatiri kuona basa ravo vachiita zvinogutsa.
Vanyoni muripo here parunare?
Hongo ndiripo.
Vanyoni muchiri kuenderera here mberi nechirongwa cheOccupy Africa Unity Square kubva zvapambwa vadzamara?
Hongo chirongwa cheOccupy Africa Unity Square chiri kuenderera mberi hachimiri kusvikira zvakatangwa navadzamara zvazadzisika kusvikira hurumende yava Mugabe nava Mugabe vabvuma kusiya basa sezvakataurwa naitai papetition yake yaakanyora ekutanga.
Aiwa tinotenda rambai zvenyu muri parunare Gibbs.
Yes, khulumekele okwamanje lo mnumzana Mpofu kula ngale ke eZimbabwe. Baba Mpofu ungautshona njani?
Yebo tiwe kunjani?
Hayi mphilile Mpofu, banjani abantwana?
Hayi kunokonga tilute sibona njamazolo mpijana ngakuigawayo.
Hayi kungcono nqali kithika izulu kunjalo. Ungane nxa kungaba lamanzi.
Ye,
ungathini ke ngodaba lolu baba Mpofu? Ye.
Uyabona.
Yanizwe. Yes, siyakuzwa Mpofu. Ye, ngikulalele.
Ilizwe lolu uyabona ngalikhululekanga leli lizwe. Ngalikhululekanga ngithela ngabizana ngoba lokho kufanana nokubusa ngabamhlophe laba abathithwayo. Ngoba awuthi wacaca ngesikhathi sabathiwa la bagene wanga bonela zethu so nayina lo baba lo nguyo usayo lapha nguyo ubandi le ntambo zombuso le zokufanayo zakuthinta ngabe
boke baba mpofu kwenzakala ukuthi yeqhubela
ngokukhona kune yabona umkhokho lo umama lo uDestina mkhokho elaye ngiyangizela nje isikhathi lapha ngiyamalala kwakhe kodwa ke phakathi akuzange kube isikhathi esithe njani kodwa okwalo uDamara hayi sekuzithukuthi ngoba abantu abanayeyahlala sebekuthi yini akuthi khona kathi babo ungathi uyenza waphinde futhi bazi kakhulu empila begcine sibona awukhithi vele safasilani asinababa yimboni yami yona le ngithi yokuthi khona kona ilizwe leli kamunakukhululeka ngitho lokhu si-anda umthinidi ngazokuthi siyaphinaesidingayo lokhu singaphansi kwakhe kanti kungani wona amazwi omhlaba bekubona ukuthi kuyawonakala elizweni leli kunabantu kunamandla abangenele i-government le ukuthi khona kona ekwenzayo it's not right kubantu bayo
yebaambiyemthethondaba
ngoba umuntu onayo phela ilizweni
so ukuthi bangenele njani mpofu
babo
bangenele njani abantu bemazweni bangenzani
katiyiyo anti bathathi ubuso zibo khona ngathi babefisa ngene phela okwamanje lokhu sethi kubusa lapha sekuwuthi kunalokhu kwesathi kubusa ngamakhiwa
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu
yonke leli mhlaba wonke iwhole world kayikuboni ukuthi khona kona yiza plani bani
siyakuzwa kakhulu mpofu
ngoba umdala vele usezikhulele laye sebona ukuthi khona kona into angayenzayo lapha kayivele kayiselancedi ngayimfikisi ngathi kesi sikhathi anytime angathi yana sengihambile akuyamntu ezavalelisa zabuya empilo ubani zanikwa lelo cala ukuthiyena wanyamalalisa igamali
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu empofu
babaeinyane but into enkulu kakhulu ngoba ungabe ungisebenzi qwalisa iminyaka uyabe usile into yakho ukuthi khona zomsebenzi iminyaka wonalowo ugqeni
ye siyakuzwa
mnamntu enyamalele ngazi ukuthi ngathi siyathiwani ngaye
hayi empofu sibili siwazwile mqotho sibili waphosileyo umuntu omdala ungadinala kusasa uphenduke
bazani ngendlela yokuthi khona kona nje basiphile kuye ungasikhukhona kwabatshala besiphila khona zonke sesisidinile ngento yamanzi ukuthi khona bayasike ukuthi khona bayadinga bayadinga ntoyona ingabe baze bayesekithiyana nadingani ukuthi isiyosinyake awufaselingazo
ye empofu baba siyabonga kakhulu othi singenisa omunye silo baba osecingweni sibongele kakhulu baba ye umbaba mpofu lapho-ke blessing he was saying that you know maybe some countries need to intervene in Zimbabwe because the situation is not too good
tina vasibanda kubotswana makadii vasibanda
tiripo baba makadiwo
tiripo tipewo pfungwa dzenyu nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa
hapana chinhu chinorwadza kuti munhu anopedza gore musingazivi kwaari vanhu vamwari nyange munhu atadza hake inge anoregerwa inge akadzorwa kuvana vake manje hapana chinhu chinorwadza saichochi icho iwo vamugabe kana vakagara nyange hama yavo yakatsakatika gore rese ropera vasingazivi kwairi vanotoreka sei nekuti hakuna anofarira kuti atsakatikerwe nehama yake usingamuzivi kwairi munhu akatoshayika inge ari nani hakuoziya kuti hama yangu ndairadzika apa
chimbobatai vasimbanda tiri kudzoka kwamuri Mr. Nyoni please do stay on the line and Bishop Magaya please do stay on the line for our radio listeners unfortunately it ends here but the good news is we are streaming live and we'll also post this discussion on our Facebook page and you can go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk we are streaming live this is Blessing Zulu
and I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.